This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. People think they're seeing murder hornets in Colorado, but Dr. Rich Guggenheim of the Colorado Department of Agriculture says that's not possible.
They would not be able to survive in our climate. It's too dry. We don't have the humidity that they like, and we're too high in altitude. In the entire United States, they've been limited to one county in Washington State.
Guggenheim says people are likely seeing cicada killers, a large wasp native to Colorado. One of the state's biggest bluegrass festivals, Rocky Grass, is underway in Lyons. CPR's Matt Bloom reports it's the event's 50th anniversary.
Rocky Grass launched in 1972 as a small weekend concert and has since evolved into a week-long retreat with music classes, artist talks, and live performances each night. Longtime attendee Will Schur says he's expecting record turnout this year.
It's just like a big family reunion, so it feels great.
Well-known Colorado acts like Hot Rise and some national acts are slated to perform. Organizers say people traveling through town this week should expect a little more traffic than usual and a lot of good music. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
You've heard to be or not to be. Well, CU Presents says the answer is not to be when it comes to some indoor Shakespeare plays. The Colorado Shakespeare Festival in Boulder has canceled performances of Coriolanus and All's Well That Ends Well through Saturday due to the coronavirus. However, performances outdoors are still to be, including Two Gentlemen of Verona and The Book of Will. This is CPR News at 7:06.